Hello, everybody. Welcome to You're On Fire, a Pokemon Unite podcast hosted by myself, Spraggles, aka Jake, your resident content cowboy here. Yeehaw. The podcast is back. It is missing my former co-hosts, Crashy and Loosh. They will be missed, but the podcast rages on. Our podcast today is sponsored by the one and only G Fuel. Shout out to G Fuel. They are sponsoring this podcast. You can use my link in the description or Spraggles at checkout out for 20% off your order. Right now, I'm using the flavor blue. They say it's blue ice, but I told them, send me blue. And they said, we have a lot of blue flavors, Jake. What do you want? And I said, send me blue. Honestly, I was kind of a jerk in that meeting. I'm surprised that they kept me on. But big shout-outs to G Fuel. Let's get into it. We have so much to talk about here today. And oh, by the way, if you want to watch this in video form and you're hearing it in audio form currently, it is going to be live on my B-tier channel. If you want to watch this with your ears in audio form, it is going to be up everywhere you get podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, your friend who just has podcasts that he hands you on a disc. All those places you will find this podcast. So, we have so much to talk about today. The Metagross patch. We have Metagross releasing to the game. Bad Pokemon turning into good Pokemon. The season is ending. We have a new battle pass. We have EX bands coming. We have Gyarados coming. UCS is starting. Luminosity has a tournament. We've got a lot of stuff. And then I'll be taking your questions if you're watching live, if you super chat or hype chat at the end of the show. Let's just talk about Metagross and the Metagross buff and the Metagross patch. I don't think of patches as the patch 1.13.1.4. If for me, I just always look at patches as like, this is the blank patch. Like the last patch, let me look at it. The last patch was the Meowscarada patch, right? That's all it was about. And then the patch before that was probably the Dragapult patch. And this patch, without question, is the Metagross patch. Metagross released into the game with one of the most embarrassing win rates that we've had inside of Pokemon Unite. I think only matched by, it might have been Release Comfey, Release Scissor, maybe Trev. Like, Trev was really bad on release. There are a few Pokemon that have had like abysmal releases, and Metagross's win rate was horrible. People hated this Pokemon. It was not doing well. I actually liked playing it, and I was excited for the buffs until we saw what the buffs were, which were absolutely insane. Just to give you a brief rundown of what the Metagross buffs were, because there is a lot of them. Its defenses got buffed a huge amount. So did its special defense. Its early ability, Iron Defense, got a shield buff as well as a massive attack buff. Its Meteor Mash got a cooldown reduction and more damage and more healing. Zen Headbutt got a cooldown reduction. Zen Headbutt's still garbage. Gyro Ball got a cooldown reduction. And then the shield increase is just disgustingly big. Magnet Rise, massive cooldown reduction, increased move speed. Its Unite move got some tweaks, but it's still kind of a terrible Unite move. But who cares? Because it absolutely is dominating Pokemon Unite right now. And it's without question. I mean, I can't think of really any Pokemon I would say are better. I haven't done my tier list for the week, but I would say that this is probably the most broken Pokemon currently in the game. I think if you're playing it, like, it's so good solo too. Like, playing it solo, you can win most of your games. It's just kind of gross. And we're entering another meta where one Pokemon dominates. Like, which team has the better Metagross is just seeming to, you know, be the decider of who wins all the matches. I'll talk more about Metagross here in 1 second. Let's just quickly go through the patch. Lapras went down, nerfs to Ice Beam, Water Pulse, and its Unite move. Zacian, kind of big nerfs across the board, which is a head-scratcher because it's an EX Pokemon, and it's going to be banned next season anyway. Dodrio was nerfed specifically to make me upset with Drill Peck and its Unite move. Cinderace got a couple buffs. They feel pretty minor, even though I do love that build. Zeraora with a couple nice buffs, the Volt Switch and Wild Charge. Sylveon with one of the biggest buffs of the patch. Special Attack across the board and its Unite move getting a really nice change. And then Gardy with some really cool buffs. Gardevoir's Unite move cooldown is just, I mean, chefs kissing their fingers. It's really, really beautiful. Wigglytuff also with some cool buffs. Sing and Dazzling Gleam is such an amazing combo. The amount of time you're stunned with Sing and the defensive, the defense losses are huge. And then, of course, we have Metagross kind of rounding this whole thing out. It's really interesting to see Metagross release bad, get a buff. Meowscarada release mid, get a buff. Blaziken release mid, get a buff, or actually pretty good, get a buff. Mimikyu release kind of Mimikyu and get a buff. We're seeing the last, like, I don't know how many numbers that is, but the last bunch of releases are all not amazing when they're gem locked. So when you literally have to pay real money for them, they're not amazing. And then you wait like a week or two, and all of a sudden they're kind of good. With Metagross, they're kind of unbelievably good. So it's kind of a weird release situation that we're in right now with Pokemon Unite. Free to win, says the chat. And I think that's kind of true in some ways, which is a bizarre position for the game, because we had been, you know, going with these legendary releases that if you're buying them on day one, obviously you've got a huge advantage because they're absurdly broken. And right now we have Pokemon that are not good enough when you pay real money, and then when they're free, when they're coins, so when they're free to play friendly, all of a sudden they're a lot better. Without question, this is a better form for all of these Pokemon to release in, except I don't think the game does a very good job of balance. And now that I've seen what they did with Mimikyu's Play Rough, with Metagross in general, Meowscarada, Blaziken, like, here's the thing. Blaziken got really solid buffs and was very good, but it wasn't like completely broken, right? Mimikyu got a buff and made it completely like Play Rough was completely broken. Meowscarada got buffs and it's just good. It's like really good. Metagross got buffs and made it completely broken. I think my new theory as to what's going on with balance inside of Pokemon Unite is that they actually are very bad at balancing this game. I don't think that they do a great job of balancing really anything inside of Pokemon Unite. I think they're kind of lost when it comes to balance. Because you would think all of these Pokemon would release broken and then get tuned down. If you want to make the most money possible, you would think that. But I think they just went, well, we want legendaries to be powerful, so they're going to be powerful. And I don't think they actually knew they were that powerful. And then these other Pokemon, they're like, well, we want to release them balanced, and they release them kind of underwhelming. And then they have to buff them later outside of the window where they would make the most money on them. So it's just a very confusing situation. And with Gyarados on the horizon, I think we're running into another Pokemon that could release extremely underwhelming. Gyarados on the public test server felt not good. And Gyarados also got a nerf recently, so it looks like you're going to stay Magikarp even longer. I've looked at the nerf a little bit. Basically, you just generate your, I don't know what the gauge is called. It's like your Fury gauge or something like that. Let me pull up the name of it so I don't get this entirely wrong. But Magikarp, where is it? There is a patch that has Magikarp information. It's its effort gauge. It's effort gauge. So its effort gauge fills slower, which is not good. It has to evolve at level 7. That's like how it works, right? And now that its effort gauge goes up slower, I think it's going to stay Magikarp a lot longer. And that's going to be a troll for a while. The thing is, inside the PTS, at least you could kind of evolve somewhat quickly with Gyarados, even though after that, it felt like Gyarados was just kind of a little, Its Unite move is sick, though. Its Unite move is very, very sick. Gyarados is in a weird spot, just like a lot of our recent releases. I'm very interested to see what level this thing releases at, because they have had a string of kind of, sort of, not so great releases. And now we have Metagross, which is completely broken. Quick talk about Metagross. The best build for Metagross right now, Magnet Rise, Gyro Ball. You probably want Weakness Policy, Razor Claw, or Muscle Band, and an Attack Weight. The more attack you have, the bigger the shields are, and it's just unbelievably huge. So I think that's what you want to play on Metagross right now. Zen Headbutt's garbage. Everything else seems to be pretty good, except for its Unite move that is still kind of garbage. Let's talk a little bit about this season that we've just had inside of Pokemon Unite, because this is going to be the last season here where we are going to not have sort of rules attached to the season. We don't know exactly what those rules are going to look like moving forward, except for the next two seasons. So we know that next season that starts here as I record this, and come here, Unite Battle. Tell me when exactly the next season is. It's going to start in 4 days, 2 hours, 14 minutes. So we know that in 4 days, 2 hours, 14 minutes, EX Pokemon are going to be banned inside of Master Rank, which is a pretty big change. So Zacian, Mewtwo X, Mewtwo Y, all banned inside of Master Rank, even though Zacian just got a nerf, which is a bit of a head-scratcher. And then we know on Pokemon Day, I believe that's the day it hits as well, February 27th, on Pokemon Day, we are going to have draft mode inside of the Master Rank in Pokemon Unite. At the same time, we are going to have Maridon coming to the game. We may have Koridon quickly after, or maybe they're just bringing Maridon, but it looks like Maridon's going to hit, and we're going to have draft right at the same time, which is kind of exciting because depending on how broken Maridon is, we are going to be able to ban it away from, you know, ranked right away. As long as your team's not trolling you, you would all vote to ban the most, you know, overpowered thing inside the game and then play from there. I could tell you that the EX bans feel like easy. The draft situation coming to rank is going to be a lot harder. And I hope we see some changes to draft inside of Pokemon Unite, given the fact that I don't think players can handle the rank system as is, and now we're going to add another level on top of it, which is please, please don't pick the bad Pokemon, and please ban the good Pokemon, and let's try to have a rounded team comp. I think you're still going to see your Goal-Getter Zeraora play Goal-Getter Zeraora no matter what's going on, no matter if the team needs a defender, supporter, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're locking Goal-Getter Zeraora. They're not even going to pre-pick it. They're not going to let you know what's happening. And I think draft is probably going to drive you a little bit crazy. However, there's, of course, the possibility that it really raises the level of play inside of Pokemon Unite, and that is what I'm hoping for, even though I'm very worried about draft coming to the game. Gyarados will be here on the 25th, January 25th, so that's our next release. A lot of releases recently. Gyarados is the last one we know of for sure. We of course, know about Maridon. And then for the rest of the year, we have no idea. We have no idea what else is coming to Pokemon Unite, which is kind of an exciting place to be. And I'm hoping with the Unite Championship Series, we start to learn more and more about what we're going to see coming to the game soon. I love it when they give roadmaps. And I don't know if this is how you are all feeling, you know, when you're kind of seeing what's coming to the game. But I think the roadmaps do so much for the community. I think when you have the, just like at Worlds, when they showed it went Blaziken, Mimikyu, Meowscarada, I think people were stoked, and you know that the future of the game holds multiple Pokemon that you can be excited for. So I think now that we're kind of at the end of this little roadmap that we had recently, I think it's a good time. Pokemon Day will be it, where we can kind of see what the future of Unite is going to look like. It also could be a time where we get a pretty big update in the game. So when we had Worlds, you know, year one at Worlds is like the big announcement was Thea Sky Ruins. And then Worlds year two, the big announcement was Mewtwo and Mewtwo, which was a very cool announcement, but it wasn't, you know, new map sort of situation. I'm wondering if we wait till the end of UCS season three before we get a new map or any changes like that, or if we're going to see some big stuff happen around Pokemon Day. Even a reskinning of the map, I think, would be like so cool around Pokemon Day. It would just be a really awesome thing for the game to bring in there. I was mentioning this earlier. It would be great if we just reskinned the map, even just not even change the mechanics of it, just reskin it so it's a different gen. Even every once a year, if they just make it, now it's Gen 4, now it's Gen 7, whatever they want to do with it. Hey, there's a new thing, now it's Gen 9. I think that would be a really great way for them to make the game feel fresh, while all they're really doing is just bringing more Pokemon into the game that we would like to see. You know, the IP is so good. There are so many Pokemon to choose from. There are over 151 Pokemon out there inside of the other mainline Pokemon games. So there is a lot that they could bring in to Pokemon Unite that I think would be really cool. Let's talk a little bit about some of the tournaments we have coming up while we're kind of on the subject of the UCS a little bit. So we have 151 Pokemon. I see in the chat, no, there isn't. Yes, there is. We have 151 Pokemon Plus, and we have a lot of tournaments coming up. This weekend, as I'm recording this on Saturday, we are going to have a big Luminosity tournament. I can't remember the name of it. It's like the Luminosity, Lumen Rush, like Ultra Pokemon Battle. Let me see the name of it. Hold on. I got pretty close. I just know it. The Luminosity Pokemon Unite League with Lotus 8 Esports as a sponsor. That's going to happen this Saturday. If you're listening to this pretty close to when this podcast is recorded or you're here with me live, I'm going to be live streaming that on YouTube and TikTok. I'm going to be casting alongside Mr. Chris Heroes, who is going to be broadcasting on Twitch. So if you want to check that out, we'll be casting that. And then there's also going to be a broadcast on Luminosity on their Twitch with Zoinks and Dupesnacks. It should be awesome. It's got the biggest prize pool we've had for an off-season tournament so far that's not, you know, like sponsored directly by Pokemon. And I think this is going to be one of those meta-defining tournaments. You're going to see what the meta looks like heading into UCS, which is the most exciting thing about it for me. Watching the Unity Clash tournament, which was last weekend or the weekend before, Chris and I casted those games together as well. It was a really fun time, but I was actually pretty surprised with a lot of the meta that I saw. If you got to see it, one thing that really stuck out to me when we're just talking about competitive play is how top lane is like the prio for all the bans inside the game. So it's like Zacian, Blastoise, Buzzwole, a lot of bans in that direction. You're still getting bans with things like Umbreon and stuff because they're really, really good. And then we are seeing Leafeon. And Leafeon is just, it was an absolute monster inside that tournament. And I think if you're playing the ranked mode of the game, you would never even assume that Leafeon was the thing. But right now, the jungle position or that central area inside of Pokemon Unite is one of the, it's like one of the hardest to fill right now. There are just so many Pokemon that don't do amazing. Like we saw Dragapult competitively. Dragapult, it does not look like a competitive choice. Dragapult is a solo queue godlike Pokemon. And I think there are a few reasons for it. So Dragapult, is, now that we're getting into just sort of, I'm realizing like we're just diving into sort of the most like, the more like minutia about the meta and competitive, but I do want to talk about it. So Dragapult in solo queue can turn invisible, move very fast, and pick up a lot of sneaky KOs. And because there's no coordination, it's harder to shut it down. It's harder to stop that. And once Dragapult starts getting KOs, it is a snowball rolling downhill. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's really hard to stop that level advantage. However, with coordination, a good defender, you know, your team knows where it is and you're able to stop it. So it didn't look very impressive at all. Whereas Pokemon like Leafeon that are good but don't do as well in solo play were absolutely dominant. It was just so amazing. Another Pokemon that I've been talking about a lot lately that saw a ton of bans, but when it didn't get banned, a ton of play, was Blastoise. Blastoise is so good. It's so good in lane. It's one of the best top laners in the game. I was seeing a lot of players run Surf Hydro Pump, but there were a few running Rapid Spin. Rapid Spin obviously is like looking for more of a carry build, but Surf Hydro Pump is just so incredibly good because the amount of crowd control that you're putting on your enemies with the crazy burst damage feels like what a lot of teams are going for. Buzzwole looked incredible. Glaceon looked very, very good. Of course, the supports that you would expect like Hoopa, Clefable. I saw a little Blissey. Blissey was looking pretty good. Very little Comfey, which I was surprised with. So, and that's kind of like, this tournament was mostly EU. EU, for whatever reason, is not big on their Comfey play. They just never really have been. And I think it's, you know, it's not, it's one of those Pokemon that you really like to put on like a super overpowered, not only character, but a super overpowered player, which is why you would see in North America, Comfey being used on a player like Overlord. Overlord, if you're not aware, is the carry player, the top lane player, oftentimes for Luminosity, the world champions. And you would see Comfey on a player like that. For whatever reason, EU not bringing out a lot of Comfey. Inteleon got a ton of priority. And, you know, a lot of the tanks that you would expect were doing really well. More Snorlax than I would actually expect, but people were playing Crustle, Snorlax, Slowbro, Tree. There were just, of course, Umbreon. There were so many good defender picks. But the real story, I think, of the meta right now is jungle. And how, like, jungle is very, very weird. Overlord does jungle. He's gone jungle and top lane. He last season, when they had Rin, I see Rich McCann in the chat for anyone's listening on audio. Last season, when they had Rin played top lane. I think they might bring Overlord back to top, but then again, they could just put him in the center. Maybe they're moving Slash into top. It doesn't matter. I don't know exactly, you know, where they are going to be. But yeah, Overlord has the comfy often on him because they're playing these crazy carries. We didn't see a lot of that jungle priority in Unity Clash. And I'm wondering if there just aren't a lot of great jungle Pokemon, especially with something like Dodrio getting a nerf. Now it's just kind of a weird time to put a lot of these Pokemon in the center. And I think that's going to be the story for the meta for a little while right now. Just taking a look at the roster, if they don't allow Mewtwo, Zacian, and stuff like that, which it looks like might be banned from tournaments, I'm really at a loss for what could be in the center area. I think things like Gardevoir could be getting a lot of priority because of their buffs. Glaceon seemed pretty popular. Leafeon was doing really, really well. The Eevee's just kind of crushing it right now. But there weren't a lot of other choices that were doing super well in that central area. I'm wondering if any team might try to pick up Zeraora. You know, it's gotten buffs a few times. It's pretty solid. But there are just not a lot of great jungle choices right now. Of course, we could see some Zoroarks and some Venusaurs. Mimikyu just seems to not be doing well at all, which is surprising, but Mimikyu is just really not doing it. So we'll have to see kind of how that meta continues to evolve when we see this tournament, because again, very, very soon, we're going to have the Unite Championship Series start back up. That starts back up, the qualifiers for it, February 3rd, I want to say, and then we're going to have the first event February 10th, which is going to be pretty exciting. The season coming back is just, you know, it's the best time for Pokemon Unite. People are very, very, very excited. So I can't wait to see what UCS looks like. And I think with UCS, we're probably going to see some sort of change to draft, because draft is coming to the main game. I don't know exactly what that could look like, but right now the draft mode inside of Pokemon Unite does not feel adequate for players who are not coordinated. And now that we're getting a bigger and bigger roster, I think it's about time that we see more bans inside the game. So we're just gonna have to see. They might actually start giving us two bans. If they give two bans per team, the meta is gonna get really spicy and really exciting. As I was talking about, draft on the horizon, as well as Maridon, Coridon. We have an exciting thing, draft, which could bring a lot of complexity and a lot of issues to Pokemon Unite. And then we have our next legendary Pokemon coming to Pokemon Unite. And what's to say? What is there to say about the next legendary Pokemon coming to Pokemon Unite? I am not excited. I have to be honest, because we had such a horrible time with their previous legendaries, and they have not done a great job balancing any of these legendary Pokemon for the longest time. The only really amazing silver lining, the amazing thing about it, is we can ban it. And that fixes so much. Like, if we had ban, even if we didn't have draft, if you could just ban in ranked right now, you would not be playing with Metagross. And that would be great, because it's just simply too overpowered for Pokemon Unite. It is not in a good state for the game. So if you were to have the ability to ban it out, you could. And that would make the meta even better. I also don't know what the next season after that's going to look like. Are they going to get rid of draft and ranked? Are they going to go back to banning EX Pokemon? Are we going to see something totally different? There are so many things they can do. And now that every season of Pokemon Unite is going to be different, that's going to be, I think, one of the most exciting changes coming to the game, because the possibilities really are amazing. Like, they could ban out an entire role. I don't think they'd do that, but they could ban out an entire role. They could make certain Pokemon more effective in some way. They could do so many different things with the idea of a season has this specific requirement to it. You could have it where every team has to have a supporter or something like that. Like, you could literally have it where the last pick on the team is just forced into the supporter role. You're probably going to get a ton of AFKs if you do something like that. But I just think thinking about the possibilities is really exciting. Coming from the chat, Midnight Premiere, I love this idea. They could turn off held items for a season. Yeah. They could do something crazy. They could turn off emblems for ranked mode. They could make ranked mode more like tournament mode or something like that. So there are a lot of different things that we could do with this, you know, ranked change coming to Pokemon Unite. And it could be one of the most exciting things. They also could, coming from the chat, I was just about to talk about this. We also could have a roll queue inside of Pokemon Unite. So when you go to queue, what that would look like is you pick your role at the start of it, and a lot of games will let you know, like, hey, attackers, you're probably going to wait like 3 minutes for a game. Supporters, we got a game in 30 seconds. You know, same thing like defenders, we got a game in 45 seconds. And it just lets you pick a role that gets you into games faster. We also, with a role queue, could actually reward players for playing whatever the most underplayed role is at the time. So if you wanted to encourage more defenders or supporters to play in, you know, Pokemon Unite, you could actually give bigger bonuses for players that queue up into those roles, which would be really cool. I think that's a great idea. Like, give them more coins, give them more energy rewards, give them what more, like, player experience, whatever it is. You roll queue, whatever role is needed right there, you could have players get extra rewards. And this whole conversation about draft and EX bans and all this, I don't think would be complete without talking a little bit about matchmaking inside of Pokemon Unite, which is a bit of a mess. I think moving forward with what they're trying to do with ranked mode, which to me feels like they are getting more serious about what's happening with their ranked version of Pokemon Unite. If they're getting more serious with it, I think it is time that we see some changes to the matchmaking inside of Pokemon Unite, some changes to the ranked system in general, and probably some changes to the penalties inside of Pokemon Unite. So here's what I'm thinking. You're going to need to be more aggressive with players that AFK and quit, because I think what's going to happen is players are going to not get the role they want or get the Pokemon that they want banned out inside of draft, and they're just going to grief or quit or whatever. And that's going to make this possibly great experience a lot worse, because players are very upset. So I do think you're going to need to punish those players much more harshly when they kind of grief ranked games. I think it would be ideal, now that we have a draft that hits, boom, once you get into master rank, I think you need to be able to, like, rank down. I think you need to be able to rank out of master rank. And you just need to... I see a lot more cursing in game chat, says Taco. You're probably right. I think you're going to need to rank out of master rank. I just think it's probably the case, because you're going to have players that get to master rank and then just start, like, griefing like crazy inside of this new system, and it's going to make it worse for everyone. I also see in the chat the idea of removing bots inside of draft mode. They cannot have bots at all. Like, once you hit master rank, it's impossible at that point. So I think you're going to need to probably remove bots from the game for sure. Once you hit master, it needs to feel more serious in kind of every way that they approach this new system. If they're going to do it right, it needs to feel more serious. And there are a lot of changes they could make to do that. I hope it's something that they do, because the potential for what they are doing is so exciting. But of course, the downsides are, they're very real. Like, the possibilities for a draft and stuff like that inside of Pokemon Unite are amazing, but the consequences of it could just be one of the worst gameplay experiences possible. Like, you just get so much grief inside of it. Coming from the chat, the question is, do you think people will play standard more? I hope so. I hope when you go into ranked, it says like, hey, ranked is the most like serious version of Pokemon Unite. When you go into this mode, look to support your team by picking, you know, a role in a Pokemon that's not available. And, you know, we intend the rank mode to be, you know, a real display of player skill. If you'd like to pick your favorite Pokemon and take it into a game, we encourage you to play standard mode. Like, I think they should do that. They really should do that, because this could be rough. This could be rough. What else do we have? I think that's most of what I wanted to talk about here for this first podcast right here. Yeah, Draft on the Horizon, Maridon and Caridon, which I'm very, very worried about here. Before I end my podcast, I'll take a couple questions from the chat. I saw a super chat earlier on YouTube. If there's something specific you want answered, if you super chat or hype chat, I'll make sure that I get to it right here. But let me take a look at this super chat that I had earlier. Pichu, in my opinion, what would fix ranked, or at least master rank, is if you could de-rank from... That's so funny that you're talking about this. You could de-rank from masters the way players are forced to play well and not troll. Yeah, I'm 100% with you. It's something I've thought about a lot. I do think you probably need to be able to de-rank from the master rank. And, you know, they had that change where they were like, hey, once you're in ultra, you're in ultra. Once you're in, like, vet, you're in vet. I don't think that's the worst, as long as you can de-rank from master. I honestly, if that's how that works, I'm cool with it. Just let people de-rank from master rank, because I think that's one of the, it might be one of the most necessary things to get players to take their games a little more seriously. You know, if you had the ability to actually fall out of master rank, I think that could get players to take the game a lot more seriously, for sure. Let's see from the chat here. A lot of master rank players noob stomp in standards. Yeah, it's true. Well, standards right now. So the problem that we have is standards is full of bots, and it's full of just kind of chaos, right? Hopefully what you would get is you would get players who just kind of vibe to go to the standard mode, and then you would get players that are maybe doing a little more than that to stay inside the ranked mode. It's tough because Pokemon Unite gives rank rewards, which I think is a problem, right? They're telling you, hey, play the ranked mode, get to 1600, get your sticker. Like, they're giving a clear incentive to play this mode, and they're not giving a clear incentive to play standards, which, you know, it could end up being a problem. From the chat, ABC Gamer, can they introduce new Pokemon in standard first for balance? That would be pretty cool. I don't know if we're going to see something like that. They put them on the PTS, but they just have such a hard time, like, figuring things out on the PTS too. So I don't know, man. I'm kind of coming to the conclusion that they're really not great at balancing a lot of the stuff inside of Pokemon Unite. Next super chat from Rich McCann. Thank you, Rich. Like Challenger and League, where only a certain number of players can be in master rank. So that's an interesting thought, right? We have a situation where, like, you have the top 10,000 players, right? Maybe that is master rank. Like, maybe they actually change it completely, where it's not about ultra. Like, you kind of sit in ultra for a while until you crack the top 10K, however that looks, right? And then that puts you into master rank. And if you de-rank outside of the top 10K, I'm sorry, like, you're gone. You're back into ultra. There are so many things that they would need to figure out. Of course, master rank is, like, the top spots in master rank are dominated by 5-stack. So they would have to separate the ladders, probably, like, a 5-stack ladder and then a, hopefully, just solo duo. Like, trios is pretty impressive. But, like, a solo duo and a 5-stack ladder. I love, by the way, that the first episode of You're on Fire, I'm literally right here explaining how Crashy would change the rank system. He's not here, but I'm literally talking about how Crashy would change the rank system right now. And I think that's pretty funny to think about, because essentially Crashy is here in spirit, because this is exactly what he would be saying. Maybe not the de-ranking system exactly the same, but that is exactly what he'd be saying. Ender, by the way, thank you so much for the bits, buddy. How long is too long for queue times? I would love to hear this from the chat. So this is something that I've thought about before, is Pokemon Unite, especially because it's a mobile game, prioritizes its queue times being short. I'm curious for everyone who is here in the chat, and to be fair, the selection of people I'm talking to are the most serious players inside of Pokemon Unite, if you're like watching content, watching streams, if you're here listening to a Pokemon Unite podcast, you're quite serious about the game. So I'm curious what everyone thinks. Rich McCann says 5 minutes is very long. Shrug says too long would be 5 minutes. We have Ernest saying 2 minutes. 5 minutes is too much, says Mad King. 3 minutes plus, says Nick Slade. Ernest, 2 minutes. I Am Bad says 2 minutes. King Frost, 5 minutes. Yeah, I think if you hit 5 minutes, I think that's like you're done. 20 minutes, I'm patient. you're gonna wait 20 minutes to play a 10-minute game. You're the most patient person in the world. I think, let's say queue times right now, like if I queue up a game, I get a game in less than 60 seconds. But that's like every region's different, right? I think about 3 minutes would be a nice spot for it to be in. And I think if you told me that I was not paired with griefers, and like I don't even care, like player skill, I'm fine with a like relatively low skill player, like I'm okay with that as long as I don't get like full on griefed in my games. If you're saying that everyone's going to be at least trying, I'll wait like 3 minutes for a game. I know that's like, it's hard to figure out that system, but I would wait 3 minutes for a game, I think would be pretty reasonable. However, one of the toughest things that Pokemon Unite has to deal with is the fact that it is a mobile game. And I think, when you look at like League of Legends, you know, Dota, you're playing this on a PC, you are stuck there. So you'll queue up, you don't have anything else you can do. When I'm playing on Switch, I don't have anything else I can do. I can look at my phone. But when you're on your phone, there are 8 billion other things you can do. And when you hit that queue button and you just have to sit there looking at your phone for extended periods of time, waiting for something to happen, and you're like, I'll just check Twitter, or I'll load up whatever. I'll load up PUBG. Like, I'll just play something where I just get thrown into a game right away. I think that's one of the biggest problems with having long queue times for Unite, is the platform it's on. Primarily being a mobile platform, I think is a problem. But I will say, if they change it where the top 10,000 players are master rank and those are the players that take it most seriously, I think they will probably be okay with the queue time getting up around the 3 minute mark or so. Ender says, oh, I love this idea. Ender says, I wish you could be in try mode while queuing. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't it be great if you could click queue? Because then honestly, you could have a 5 minute queue, easy. If you could click queue and it just puts you into practice mode and you can just practice your combos, you could switch held items inside that mode. If you could do that, you could have a 5 minute queue time easy. Because I don't think people would freak out. You're giving them something to do. The thing I worry most about with long queue times is just how many other things are on your phone that are going to steal you away and make you play something else. Everyone in the chat says that's genius. Ender's a genius. Everyone should quickly become part of Ender University. The man is a freaking genius. Take your Ender notes, everybody. So there you go. Our first podcast back. I love getting to interact with the chat a bit. Obviously, it's a lot of me yammering on, but I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for listening. This has been You're On Fire, and hopefully I'll be back with more You're On Fire very, very soon. I love you guys. Oh, and if you're watching this on YouTube, let me know in the comments some guests that you might like to have on or some format ideas for the show, because obviously it's a little different. Goodbye, podcast world. I love you.